Be'ezer Shem Yisboch, we begin the new halachas of Hilchis Malachim u'Melchameisayim, the laws of the kings and their wars, which is the fifth of the five different halachas in the Sefer Shoftim, in the last book of the Yad HaChazaka, in the book of Judges, which yesh b'chlolin shalosh be'eser mitzvos. In the category, there are 23 commandments. Eser mitzvos to say, 10 positive commandments, u'shlosh eser mitzvos to say, and 13 negative prohibitions. V'zeu perot, now these are the specifics. Aleph, number one. L'man is melech b'Yisrael, to appoint a king of the Jewish people. Beis, number two. Shleimanim b'kal gerim, should not appoint him from the assembly of the converts. Gimel, number three. Shleyabli noshim, you shouldn't have too many wives. Dal, number four. Shleyabli susim, you shouldn't have too many horses. Hey, number five. Shleyabli kesev, you shouldn't have too much gold and silver. Vav, number six. L'hachim sheba amamim, to annihilate the seven, to wipe out the seven nations. Zayin, number seven. Shleyabli l'chayis mem kol neshama, not to keep alive any one of their souls. Ches, number eight, limches Zar Shel Amalek, to obliterate, to wipe off the descendants of Amalek. Tes, number nine, Lizkamash Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people. Yud, number ten, Shloi Lishkoich Maisa B'Dam, not to forget his bad deeds, Varivasa B'Derech, and this that he ambushed on the road. Yud Alf, number 11, Shloi Lishkan Be'eretz Mitzrayim, not to dwell in the land of Egypt. Yud Beis, number 12, Lishloich Sholem L'Yeshvi Ha'ir Kishatramalau, to send out peace to those who dwell in the city when they're laying siege to them, the Lodenbar Kashem Mefarish B'Torah, and to educate based on the way it's explicit in the Torah. Vim Tashem, if they're going to make peace, or Vim Loi Tashem, if they're not going to make peace, how to go ahead and when fighting that next territory. Yud Gimel, number 13, Shlei Lidrish Sholem Ma'aman Moiv Bavad. But however, the exception is Aman Moiv not to seek peace with them, because Kishatram Aleim, when they're laying siege to them. Yudal, number 14, Shlei Lahashchis Elon Ma'icha B'Motzer, not to destroy any trees that produce fruits in when they're laying siege. Tesvav, number 15, Lahaskin Yod, Sheyitzeh Be'Bali Machna, to prepare a handle for those soldiers who are fighting in the war, upon this by where they go ahead and relieve themselves. Bali Hamachna, those in the camp, we are to go ahead and out of the camp and go ahead and relieve themselves. Tezayin, number 16, Lahaskin Yosid Lachberboy, to prepare a peg to use to dig with, to where when one relieves himself to put that waste over there. Yitzayin, number 17, Lamashayach Koyin, to anoint a Koyin, which is Ladabi Ba'azni Anche Hatzava, to go ahead and speak into the ears of the soldiers B'Shas Muhammad at a time of war, a special Koyin who's Meshuach, who anointed for that. Yitches, meaning to inspire the people and to talk to them. Yitches 18, Lias, that it should be Ma'aras, the one who's engaged. When the vineyard, someone's building a structure, when they take care of planting a vineyard, they should be Smechim B'Kinyanim Shana Tamima. They should rejoice in their acquisitions for a full year. Magzir Nas Muhammad, we take them back from the war, they don't fight if they're still within the year. Yitches number 19, Shlo Yavra Alim L'Chadaba, that we should not pass them over for any things of Layitza, they shouldn't go out of Philotzachir, even for the needs of the city, or Tzach Agduri, for the needs of the troops, or Demlem, similar things. No, these people have to be dedicated to their projects. Chaf, number 20, Shloi Laritz, not to be afraid, V'lach Zlacher, and to go backwards, B'Shas Muhammad, and start retreating at a time of war. Chafav, number 21, Din Yifastar, the special laws of a wartime when the Jewish man finds a beautiful maiden from the captive nation. Chaf Beis 22, Shloi Timochi Yifastar, that this Yifastar, once it's taken by the Jewish man, should not be sold. And Chaf Gimel, number 23, Shloi Chbeshen El Abdus, he should not subdue her for slavery, Achash Nevelo, once he already had used her for cohabitation. Uber mitzvahs eil, an explanation of these mitzvahs of Beprokem Eilu are in these chapters, where there are 12 chapters. The first four discuss the laws of a king. Perek Hei Tezayin discusses the laws of the wars. Perek Ches discusses the woman that's the Yifas Torah and the Ger Toish of a resident convert. Perek Tes and Yud discuss the laws of the non-Jews. And Perek Yudaf and Yabez discuss the laws of Mashiach. Perek Rishon, with that we begin the first Perek Minim regarding that of appointing a king. As Rami gets to Lachav regarding there are three mitzvahs when they would enter into Eretz Yisrael, one of them being the appointing of the king. Sholosh mitzvahs in Stav Yisrael, there were three commandments that the Jewish people commanded B'Shas K'nisasim La'aretz when they would enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael. One is L'man Zla Melech, to appoint for them a king. Shlomo says the pasuk in the bottom. Shem Tosim Alecha Melech, you shall surely put upon you a king. And this was after the commentary itself, because it says K'sav La'aretz when you come into the land, then it says this mitzvah. Also, Ulahach Hazar Shalmok, that they cut off the descendants of Amalek. Shlomo says in the pasuk, Timcha Zecher Amalek, you shall wipe off the remembrance of Amalek, and this is also of the commentary to Israel, like it says in the beginning, and when Hashem is going to let you from all your enemies in the land that Hashem, your God, gives you to inherit, and then it says to wipe out the memory of Amalek. And the third mitzvah is to live in this place of Bechir, is to build the house that's chosen, which refers to the base of Migdash, and like it says in the pasuk, L'shichnei Sidushu, you should seek his resting place, Uvas Hashem, and you should come over there, which refers to the base of Migdash. Halacha base. And minu melech koyim l'mechames ha-malach, like the order that we did in the previous halacha. The appointing of the Jewish king comes before wiping out a malach. Shemalik says in the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Eisi shalach Hashem l'meshachachacha l'melech v'gema, me Hashem has sent me to anoint you as a king, etc. Ata leich v'kis ha-malach, now go and smite the Amalekim. You see that the king comes first before you wipe off the Amalekim. And Machras Zer Amalek Kedemus Lebin Yabais, and wiping off the memory of Amalek comes before building of the base of Megiddo, like it says in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. By Hiki Yashem Amalek Beis, it was that when the king was sitting in his house, Hashem Enich Lemi Misavim Mikol Oivav, and David Amalek had it that Hashem that had him now resting now from all his enemies he got rid of that were all around him. So now, by Yemei Melech Nasan Navi, the king said to Nasan the prophet, "Hey, no, Nechi Yishim Beis Arazim Gemel. Behold, I'm sitting in the house of cedar, etc. And God does not have His home. So therefore, that was after the enemies, including that of Amalek, and now it can go ahead and build the base of Megiddo. Now, Ma'achash Hakom as Melech Mitzah. Now, if appointing the king is a mitzah, so Lomelei Ratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why didn't God want Kishasholem Melech Mishmul when the Jewish people asked Mishmul to appoint the king? Why was God, so to speak, hesitant?" Because they asked for it with complaints. They didn't ask to fulfill the mitzvah that Hashem wanted. They just wanted to be like the nations of the world. The reason was, they didn't really want a king. They just were disgusted in the prophet Shmuel. Shmuel says in the pasuk in Shmuel Alf, Hashem tells Shmuel, don't worry. It's not you who they're disgusted with. It's me they're disgusted with. They don't want a prophet. They want a king to go like the nations of the world. And that's why Hashem, so to speak, did not want that. Halacha Gimel continues now regarding the first of the three mitzvahs, that of appointing a king. One does not initially appoint a king. Has to be based on the court, the high court, that of 70 elders. And based on the prophet. Like we found by Yeshua Benun. Shemino Moshe Benu, who he was the Navi. He was appointed by Moshe Benu, Ubeis Dina, and his court of 70 elders. Like Shalom Melech and David Melech, Sheminim Shmuel Haramasi Beis Dina, the Shmuel from Ramot, who is the Navi, with his Bezdin, which is 70 elders, appointed these two kings. Now, one is not appointed a king from the assembly of converts, meaning he can't be a convert. Even if it's many generations that his family has been Jewish, until his mother is from the Jewish people. Somebody says in the pasuk in the bottom, you cannot put upon you a foreign man that's not your brother. And it's actually not only just for being the king, rather for all positions of leadership in the Jewish people. He cannot be Leisar Tzavar, cannot be a general Leisar Chamisha, not a leader over 50, a Sarasar, a leader over 10. Philim Amun al Amas Amayim, even to be in charge of the canal of the water, Shemachal Ben Lasodis, which he gets apportioned to the different fields, even that position cannot be until his mother is Jewish. Ben Tzorach Lehmi, enough to say that Dain cannot be a judge, a Nasi, or the leader of the Sanhedrin. Shalai Yehei Elim Yisrael can only be from the Jewish people. Somebody says in the Pasuk, Mekereb Achecha, from the midst of your brothers, Tosam Lechem Elchim shall place upon you a king. Which is kol masim shatam mesim, all placings that you place upon you, any position of leadership, liu elam kerba checha, should only be from the midst of your brothers. Halacha hei, now im amidim isha b'malchus, we do not appoint a woman to be the queen. Shemak says the pasuk, lecha melech, on you will be the king, the masculine, that's who leads the Jewish people, b'le malcha, and not the female, that of the queen. And mechein kol masim shatam mesim, so to all positions of leadership in the Jewish people, im aman mehem ele ish, we only appoint a man. Halacha vav. Now, you don't appoint a king, not the high priest, cannot be a butcher, not a barber, not a bathhouse attendant, not a tanner. Now, not because that they're invalid, it's just that their profession is something that's a little bit lesser of importance. So the people are always going to be disgracing for this if this king or Kohen Gadol would have done such a profession. And from when this person does this activity, even just one day, Nifsal already validates him from being the king or the Kohen Gadol. Halacha Zayin. Now, Kishamimidim Melech, when they would appoint the king, they would anoint him with the anointing oil which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu when they went and they anointed the Mishkan. Shemek says in the pasuk, in Shmuel Aleph, Vikach Shmuel es hapach Hashemen. Shmuel took the flask of oil, Vitzuk al-Rish, and he poured on his head, Vishakeh, and they kissed him. This was when he was anointing him to be king. Now, once you anoint the king, this merits for him, Ulavanim, and for his children, Adolim, forever, the kingship. Because the kingship is an inheritance, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, so that it should be lengthy his days on his kingdom, who Ulavanim, meaning on his kingship, who him and his sons amongst the midst of the Jewish people. Hinich ben Katan. Let's say only left over a young son when he passed away. Meshamaleis malucha shiagbel. You safeguard for him the kingdom, the kingship, until he becomes an adult. Like Yayada did for Yayish. Now, whoever's earlier in the line for inheritance, Kodim Yerushalayim Hamalucha is the first to inherit the kingship. So the older son comes before the younger son. And that's not only for kingship, that's for all positions of leadership. And all appointments in the Jewish people, it's an inheritance for his son, for his grandson, and forever. That is as long as the son fills the role, fills the shoes of his father, with wisdom and with fear of God. Now, let's say he filled his place with fear, although he doesn't take his place in wisdom, you still appoint him in place of his father, and you teach him the wisdom. But whoever does not have fear of heaven, even has a great amount of wisdom, you do not appoint him to any one of the positions amongst the Jewish people. Now, once David HaMelech was anointed, he merited to the crown of royalty, of kingship, and now forever the kingship is for him and is for his sons, the male sons, forever. Shemak says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, "Kisacha yenochan ad olam." Your throne will be positioned forever. But he only merited for upstanding individuals. Shemak says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Im yishmeru v'necha berisi." If your sons safeguard my covenant. Now, afpish leizacha lekshem. Now, although he only merited for those who are upstanding, but like tikares hamalucha mezer David olam, the kingship will never be cut off from the descendants of David forever. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hivtichu b'kach. God guaranteed him this. Shemak says in the pasuk over there in Tehillim. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Yazvu von of Tairasi." If his sons will leave my Torah, uve mishpatei leyalechun v'gemei, and in my judgments they will not go, etc. Ufakati b'shevet pishem, and I'm going to remember it with a scepter their negligent, uve negam avaynim, and their sins with tzaras. B'chazdi lofim me'imay, but my kindness will never move from him. So God will make sure by hokah b'krok, like it said, to get them back on the right path, and will stay in the Davidic dynasty. Now, if a prophet does appoint a king from one of the other tribes of the Jewish people, and that king was when in the path of Torah and mitzvahs, and they fought the war of God, he is a king, and all the commandments related to the kingship applies to him. Although we said that the primary kingship is for David and the melech, and it's going to be from his sons a king, still, he has the law of a king, this other person. We find by the prophet Achiah Shilaini, Hemed Yeravim, he appointed Yeravim, and told him, if you're going to listen to all that I'm going to tell you, I'm going to build for you a trustworthy house like I built for David HaMelech. And Achiah said to him, now to his son, I'm going to give one tribe. So there's, even although it's Malchus Yisrael and the 10 tribes went, there's going to be at least one tribe, that of Yehuda, that's going to be for the sovereignty, for David my servant, all the days, that's going to be in front of me in Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him that he's never going to be cut off kingship from his sons. But you see that another king, like there was by Malchus Yisrael, is possible to be if a prophet appointed him and he's an upstanding person. Halacha Tes continues on this thing regarding Malchus Beis David. Malchei Beis David, the kings of the Davidic dynasty, they stay forever. Shlomek says in the pasuk, like we mentioned, Kisacha Yinochan Aroilam, your throne will be stationed forever. But if they're going to appoint, like we said in the previous halacha, which is possible, a king from one of the other Jewish people, Tipasik Malchus Mebeisai, that kingship will stop from his household. It will not last forever. But not for all the days. I'm taking away from David for now, but it's not going to be yours forever. Halacha Yud. Now, in Moishchin Malchei Yisrael b'shem l'mishcha. Although, again, you can make a king from one of the other tribes, but you did not anoint a Jewish person that's king from the rest of Jewish people with the anointing oil which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. El b'shem afarsaman, which is oil that's aromatic spice from this b'sam of afarsaman. And moreover, ve'im man noisim b'Yerushalayim l'olam. Neither do we appoint these kings in Yerushalayim ever. El melech Yisrael mezer David, only a Jewish king from the Davidic descendants. And the Moishkin Elazar David, and we also only anoint the descendants of David. When they were anoint the kings from the Davidic household, we only anoint them by a spring, so that their kingship should flow like a spring, which continues on and on. Now we do not anoint a king, the son of a king, in other words, the son who inherited the kingship from his father. There's no necessity of anointing him. Unless there was some type of a dispute, a disagreement. So to remove that disagreement, we anoint this son. Or some type of civil war, which the people are murmuring in. To quell this, the Moshchanais, that we anoint him, to remove the dispute. And that's why they anointed Shlomo, although he was the son of David, who wanted to become king and contested. And the Yayash Memne Asalya, who was contesting, and the anointed Yayachas, because of Brother Yayachim, again, because of this dispute or civil war, that would be the exception that then they would anoint, even though he's a king, the son of a king.